This is WLVR News. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined this week by Jim Deegan, our Vice President of News. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jen. Great to be with you this week.
The conflict in Ukraine continues to dominate national and international headlines as relief efforts here in the Lehigh Valley gain steam. Congresswoman Susan Wild took a trip to the Polish border to get a firsthand look at the refugee situation there. Jim, what do we know about that?
So our Megan Frank spoke with Susan Wild, and she described some, you know, heartbreaking scenes and was, you know, witness to children arriving at the border. And, you know, the kids who arrived there were delighted to receive gifts when they got there. But she also described the devastating toll that this is taking on adults. Let's hear a little bit of what she shared.
The women who were with them just looked absolutely exhausted. In some cases, they had little wheel-on bags. In other cases, they just had a simple garbage bag full of belongings.
Really just heartbreaking sentiments and scenes from that area that Susan Wild shared with us. And then closer to home here in the Lehigh Valley, many of the local churches, Ukrainian churches, are collecting supplies for refugees to be shipped overseas. And our Brad Klein spoke with the pastor of Holy Ghost Ukrainian Catholic Church that's in West Easton. And he shared just the overwhelming response that Lehigh Valley folks have had in, you know, lending their support and goods and supplies to the local churches.
We also saw a ruling this week in the case of some outstanding mail-in ballots from the November election in Lehigh County. We still don't have certified election results in that county. And Jim, that was just the tip of the iceberg in a week full of elections news. Let's start there.
Yeah, this gets confusing really fast, Jen. It's almost like you need a scorebook just to keep track of the stories and the developments in the process of voting. But on Thursday, a federal judge threw out a lawsuit on behalf of 257 voters in Lehigh County. These are people who voted by mail-in ballot but did not date the return envelope on their mail-in ballots. So it's significant in that it was 257 votes. And in one of the races in Lehigh County, one of the county judge races, that margin of victory was 74 votes. So it remains to be seen whether or not this move is going to be challenged in court, again, if there will be an appeal. But at this point, the Lehigh County certification of the election still hasn't happened.
Let's quickly touch on the congressional race here in the Lehigh Valley. Candidates hit their petition filing deadline this week. What do we know?
So we know that in the 7th Congressional District in the Lehigh Valley, the field is set. Democrat Susan Wild is the incumbent. She will not be contested in the primary, so she will challenge the winner of the Republican primary. We have two candidates on the GOP side. One is Kevin Deliker. He is a businessman, owns an IT consulting firm, and he's a U.S. veteran. He is from Heidelberg Township. He's on the ballot on the Republican side. And then the other Republican on the ballot, someone we know, Lisa Scheller. She's a former Lehigh County commissioner, a very successful businesswoman in her own right. She ran against Susan Wild in the last cycle and lost, but she'll be in the primary against Kevin Deliker.
We did have some lighter news this week. Our Tyler Pratt spoke with two doctors from St. Luke's and LVHN, and they say we're in a COVID honeymoon.
How about it? It's a honeymoon 2 years after the wedding. Yeah, on the bright side, the numbers are down. You know, local doctors are saying that we should enjoy this honeymoon period. You know, the weather's getting better. The numbers are far below where they were 2 and 3 months ago. That's a great thing. Our Tyler Pratt had spoken with Dr. Jeffrey Jari at St. Luke's and Dr. Alex Benjamin at Lehigh Valley Health Network. And, you know, they're keeping an eye on what's happening here and elsewhere. The BA2 stealth variant is causing lockdowns in China and Europe. And so far here in our neck of the woods, BA2 accounts for just between 2 and 10% of cases in the U.S. and Pennsylvania. But, you know, the doctors say that they're prepared. While, you know, people may be getting out and about, they still need to keep their guard up. and you know, they're ready for what's next. And for those folks who are immunocompromised or have kids under five or unvaccinated, they should continue to be cautious about exposure to the coronavirus.
So continue with some caution, but enjoy a reprieve of a bit, it seems.
For now.
Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jen.
That's Jim Deegan. He's Vice President of News here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.